Let's go. This is potentially going to be episode 8?
9.
Season 2, episode 9. What a time to be here. What a time to be alive. The Ram Talk Podcast, baby.
You are ready. Wow, okay. You didn't have to blast me with your blaster over there.
Yeah, no, I just really feeling myself in the moment here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what you're saying. Tyson, I have a question for you.
Give unless it to you, me straight, unless you had baby. Something
to say.
No, no, go for it. Let me know all you got.
Do I look young? like if you were like to like not even know who I am, right? What grade do you think I am in?
Looking at me right that's here on a the really good question. That's a really good question because, you know, I mean, honestly, my whole life has been filled with, sorry, not to make this about me, you know, my whole life has been filled with, you know, people not knowing who I am, what I am, like, you know what I'm just like all that kinds of stuff. I remember a random specific story is one time I was 12 years old. Okay. I was at the, I was
sniffy, sniffy.
I was out. Sorry. We're not going to do that this episode, except for this one. Last one. Okay.
Cool. Bring it on. Yeah,
okay, but yeah, no, I was 12 years old.
Wait, can I just say that like something weird happened today? Where like I was gonna sneeze. Like I was debating if I take my mask down, but it was coming too fast, so I didn't think I had enough time to pull down my mask to sneeze, and then like stopped it mid sneeze, and it was like
I can't.
And like, oh man, it was really weird. But anyways, continue.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. I mean, that's my great story. Thank you.
No, thank you. No.
Okay. But yeah, 12 years old. I'm at the store. I get like a, I don't know. I'd like get like a button up shirt because I guess I needed a button up shirt. And I'm gonna sneeze. No, I'm not because we don't do that here.
Yeah, we do.
No, sir.
No sneezing.
No, but I. The lady at the register, the cashier, if you will,
cashier,
as she was like checking us out, and, like, you know, like putting everything in the bags or whatever, she was like, oh, is this for like your graduation? Are you graduating soon? And I was like, yeah, graduating seventh grade.
Like, let's go.
No, I was like, no, I'm only 12. And she was like, really? Blown away, blown wow. out of her stockings. Right out of them. That was like the first time that I really was like, yeah, no, I mean, like for me, sorry, I will answer your question. I promise.
You don't have to, it's an open-ended question.
for me, I am like on like the younger side of my grade, like traditionally, there's going to be a lot of kids older than me. So for example, let's say like everyone, like, or like most of the kids in my grade, turn 18 in their senior year. So most of them are like 17 for their junior year. Like they turn 17 in their junior year and then they're ready to turn 18. For me, I turned 17 a week into my senior year. So for a time, I was 16 years old and a senior in high school. Only for like a week. Okay. Only for like a week. But
you can say it.
That was like the proudest week of my life. I was like, I felt so cool. I was like boy genius or whatever, you know what I mean? And but yeah, no. So basically it's been filled, like, especially, you know, being, I mean, obviously you know how tall I am, but like for anyone being who doesn't know,
7'3".
being 7'3". But no, I'm a pretty tall guy, especially, you know, for my age, I guess. It's just funny because like being one of the younger kids, but also always being one of the taller kids was like the weirdest combination ever. So like I'd always be so tall and people would be like, oh, how old are you? And I'd say, you know, I'm like only 16 or whatever. Currently 17 at the moment. Not that anyone cares. Just don't want to get that mixed up. I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm only 16. They'd be like absolutely blown away every time I told them just because of how tall I am. And I guess, you know, I'm just so naturally mature. Like, sorry. that was gross. But like, no.
When you're spitting out words like echelon every episode, bro, you are mature.
Thank you. But no.
Echelon.
So I think, I mean, honestly, especially nowadays, like, I mean, you go and you look at some pictures, like specifically, it's kind of a weird example, like professional athletes in like the 60s and 70s, when they were like 25, they looked like they were like 42. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are aging so much better. Like, no, like, really, I mean, obviously there's so many different like products and creams and whatever to make your face look all nice. Me, you know, I'm not like a 45-year-old woman, so I'm not too worried about that. But I will say that
interesting.
I just think, I don't know what it is. Just like genetically, I feel like humans are just like just looking so much better for like so much longer. And I just think like it's really easy to like misconstrue someone's age and just like
misconstrued.
Yeah.
Misconstrued. Like, new like word.
Strudel. Yeah. Misconstrued. I'm probably not even using that right, but
misconstrue.
But yeah, no, I feel like especially like a lot of like I feel like middle schoolers look like high schoolers and high schoolers look like adults and like, I don't know, adults look like grandmas. No, I'm just kidding.
Shout out grandma. Hey, BYOG. Go, bring your own grandma.
No, but I mean, I hope what I'm saying makes a little bit of sense to somebody out there, and I'm not just like totally talking out of thin air. But yeah, no, I think for you, if I didn't know you, now this is potentially dangerous territory for me to, you know, speak on this.
Hey,
I met you when you were how old? Like 14 or 15?
Somewhere around there.
Oh, well, no, I guess I met you in like 7th grade, so you're probably like 13. Or maybe even younger, I don't know. But I mean, we really started being friends around like age like 15. So I don't want to say 15 as if like you haven't changed since then, because obviously you have changed since then, so that would not be accurate. I mean, but I'm also not going to say like 23. So somewhere between 15 and 23. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I would honestly probably say this. It feels like such a cheap answer, but I feel like you look like a 17-year-old. Like, I feel like you...
Okay, so
I feel like you're not, like, trying to deceive anybody, which, I mean, unless you are, in which case, I'm sorry for, like, blowing your scheme there, but...
Dang.
No, I feel like you look, like, true to, like, who you are. Like,
okay.
That's... I'm trying... It's supposed to be, like a nice thing, like a compliment. Like, I'm...
Thank you.
I'm saying you don't look like a 12-year-old, but you also don't look like you're 45. So I think those are things to be grateful about.
Those are yay of the day, right?
Yeah, there you go. See,
anyways, I've been misjudged.
You've been like accused of being the wrong age. Like,
two times this happened this school year where someone thought I was a sophomore.
Oh, see, that's a whole and different I'm thing. Like, that's a whole different thing. Because what I was trying to say is like middle schoolers, looking like high schoolers or whatever, trying to figure out someone's grade, it's so hard because I definitely like I remember my whole like high school like sophomore junior year basically. Every time I would tell anyone that I wasn't a senior, they would like lose their marbles. And I mean, like, I get it, you know, react as emphatically as you wish to. That's your own choice. But I just mean, like, I never really felt like it was that big of a surprise, obviously, because I've only ever been who I am. Like, I've never been a senior before I was a senior. Obviously, now I am. Not for much longer, though. until I'm a different type of senior, freaking senior citizen up in here. Which I feel like a senior citizen every day of my life. I feel so old. I genuinely feel like I'm 95.
Wow, that is old.
I wake up, I eat my bowl of Raisin Bran and my cup of water, and I read the paper because like, I don't know, bro.
Are you saying Raisin Bran is cereal for old people?
No, I mean, sure. I bet old people love Raisin Bran, but I'm sorry. I said that unironically in the sense that I do enjoy Raisin Bran. I don't know if that's like a hot take or.
I enjoy Raisin Bran Crunch. Has the crunch in there.
Okay. Yeah. Honestly, if it's not, I probably
disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot take. Bringing it back. Just,
like those corn flaky cereals really soggy really fast if there's not the right.
Yeah, because that crunch,
fill.
That crunch. Yeah, see, I told you, bro. You're not gonna eat a food if it has a gross mouthfeel. It's just not gonna happen.
Shout out season 2, episode 2.
Yeah, shout out to that.
Fresh vibes and pizza.
Pizza, pizza. Sorry, that's Little Caesars? Question mark. Pizza, pizza. Is that?
Pizza, pizza.
Cool. I'm gonna stop repeating that before we like go on for 5 minutes just sitting here saying
pizza.
Okay. Sorry. No. See, this is what I was trying to avoid.
I was trying to prevent this from happening. A pizza.
Pizza. Oh my! And here we are doing this. And scene. Okay.
And
conclusion of that. Okay. See, but now is the time. That's a wrap. Now is the time that I want to flip the question back on you. If you didn't know me and you saw me, how old you were? How old would you think I am? How old would you think I am? Or like my greater age or whatever you want to say.
Honestly, you
make an assumption about me,
you
bro.
You look like a 17-year-old. You look like a senior.
Thank you.
Like, I'm not. That's just facts.
See, that's the thing about us, bro. We just be looking.
I feel like I'm a pretty good guesser when it comes to like ages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You give me like 5 people, and I bet I can probably get 3 out of the 5.
That's pretty good.
That's a solid 60%.
Yes, sir. Almost passing. Sorry. I guess it will. Sorry, I don't know the grade system very well. Obviously,
60%. When I think of 60%, I'm like, that is really good, shooting 3-point percentage 60%. But then I take it like a test and I get 60%. I'm like,
well, but frick. Isn't that so crazy? Like 60%, like from 3, that's great. But from the free throw line, that's trash. And on your homework, also probably not pretty good.
Probably very bad.
Yeah, I don't know. But
I remember the first 60% I ever got was a spelling test. And I was so embarrassed I tried to hide it.
That's kind of sad, actually.
So, yeah.
I'm sorry.
That was like years ago when it was still Fun Friday.
Dang. Wow. No, I felt that though, like on an emotional level. Like I've been hiding like my scores since I was like a little bit. Still do it. Just kidding.
No, still do it to this day.
There was like, we took like a quiz in my math class recently and I got 100% on it. But like I wouldn't consider myself like a mathematician or whatever, you know what I mean? So when like somebody like another kid in my class was like, oh, what'd you get on it? And I was like, oh, 100. And he was like, Mark, he's a girl. And I was like, bro, stop. No, I'm not. Please leave me alone. So, but what you learned, sorry to jump back to this, but what you learned is that like people are generally thinking that you're looking a little bit younger than you actually are.
Right. I just wanted to get your opinion.
Do you have a,
because.
I wonder why that is. I just flipped my whole thing everywhere.
Maybe.
Anyways, yeah. What are.
Maybe it's because.
What are people. Is it like. I don't. I'm just trying to think. Like, I'm like just looking at you. Like, I don't know.
Literally, I'm just. Okay, this is. Let me bring up the 2 scenarios.
Go for it.
This has come. I'm walking down the middle of commons, end of school to the lunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're handing out the sophomore t-shirts. You know, just like. It's your sophomore t-shirt.
Somebody
here,
just like hands one to you and you're just like.
Yeah, and they're only for sophomores. So like, there's like this lady who's handing them out and I'm walking by and she's like, did you get your t-shirt yet? And I'm like, no. She's like, you're a sophomore though, right? I'm like, no. And I kept walking. That was one, okay? I'm like, wow, I mean, I am a kind of a small dude. So like,
I guess,
I'm
not like yeah, I guess,
7 foot enough. 5 Tayson over here.
Thank
but...
you for boosting my confidence. I guess, yeah, that's probably what I didn't think about. Because I was
so
thinking
maybe
more
that's
like,
one.
Because I was just like looking at your face. I was like, I mean, you do not have the face of a 12-year-old. So I think you'd look like your age. But I guess height probably.
And I'm like wearing a mask during the day.
That's
so
true.
Like,
that's true.
Maybe you can.
As you should, by the way. Let's just put that out there for the world. If you are.
Wear your mask.
If you are inside somewhere and there are a lot of people there. I mean, you know,
wear your mask.
Do whatever you want, but like,
it's crazy that from a year from tomorrow, which is already past if you're listening to this, but was a 1-year anniversary of Rudy Gobert testing positive,
which, as I'm sure,
shut down NBA.
Not all of you know, but at least Matthew and I do. That is, you know, like you just said, what ultimately shut down the entire NBA and encouraged a lot of other professional sports leagues to. like suspend all actions and games and events and whatever. And
which actually led to this podcast.
In a weird way, it really did. Yeah,
in a very weird way, because of the shutdown, we've gotten here.
It's for me, it's kind of weird because it's like I don't like. It just seems like such a cliche to be like, oh, you know, got bored in quarantine, started a podcast. Like, I mean, that is what happened basically. But I mean, I don't know. There's just like a, I don't know. I just have like this weird like stigma about it in my mind or something.
Yeah, but that was a crazy day. We might still have to dive deep. Into that, but anyways, second time lazy go, I'm sitting down, so maybe you can't measure my height, you know, exactly, you know,
right? Yeah,
other people sitting down, and this guy next to me, he's like, good luck on your ACT tomorrow or something like that. And I'm like, or no, I'm like, he's like, gosh dang, you know, I have to take the ACT tomorrow. I'm like, oh yeah, good luck, man. He's like, I don't know, well, he just thought I was taking the
ACT.
Tomorrow. That's the, I don't know exactly how it went down, but I'm like, no, I already took it. I'm a senior. He's like, oh, I would have never guessed that.
I'm like, oh, I would have never guessed that. Like, by the way, can we talk about like how silly people are sometimes? Like, just the things that they say, like, oh, never would have guessed that. Like, shut up, bro. Like, leave me alone. Sorry, I don't mean to be so harsh, but like,
yeah,
you know.
So, anyways, just to those that will ever meet me in my life, I am 17 years old. I am a senior in high school, and this is the Ram Talk Podcast.
Thank you for listening. All right, bye. I mean, yeah, we are not that far away from being full-fledged adults, my friend. Kind of weird.
Kind of crazy.
And here we are.
Pizza, pizza.
Pizza, pizza. I love that, like, the biggest commitment I've made in my life as, like, a 17-year-old kid is, like, having, like, 2 seasons of a podcast. Like, this is like the most I've ever dedicated to anything in my life, and that includes like friendships. I'm just kidding.
French dips.
I said friendships, but
oh, friendships. Also I heard French sure, dips.
Also French dips. Why not? Because
you like you held up a spoon. I'm like, you dip in.
Also French dips. Oh yeah, I don't know. I just have the spoon in my desk. I was eating some ice cream earlier, oh, yeah. Yesterday. Matter of fact, I don't know when it was, but I was eating some ice cream sometime in the last 17 years, and there's my spoon.
It does still spin lap.
Yeah.
I like it. Man, cue that intro music.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
I feel good about that start, you know?
I did. You did.
I did. I feel good about that. I did. Thank you for contributing. Also,
sorry.
I accidentally.
I was just like writing it down.
I got it.
I did.
Yeah. Also, can we just take a second to appreciate? Can you hear me? I accidentally stole this from my math teacher. Because, like, the bell had rang to, I don't know if we're going to, like, cut back into the episode, but.
Maybe we will.
Sure. Anyways, but if this makes it into the episode, hi, everyone. I'm holding a calculator in my hands. I, like, accidentally stole this from my math teacher because, like, the bell had rung, you know, for us to be, like, dismissed and go to our next class. Sorry, I'm so funny.
Yeah.
And 7 feet tall. Anyways, so the bell had rung and, you know, I'm, like, kind of. Not necessarily like in a hurry, like, oh, gotta go, but like I'm like trying to.
It's math class. You want
to
get.
I'm trying
to
get up out of there, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm like throwing all my stuff into my bag, and like I just grabbed this because it was just on my desk, not something that I need to be taking with me to my next class, which was art. Yeah, like art.
You don't even
like art foundations. I'm gonna calculate the angles of my painting, and yeah, no. So I just like snagged this in there, and then. I, like, didn't realize it until I got home because I was, like, looking through my bag to get, like, a paper out or something. And I saw it, and I was like, whoa, how'd that get in there? So I took it out, and I actually used it because I was just doing a test on online on Canvas. And And
freaking canvas.
And it was like, you may need a calculator for this. And I was like, big bet, here I am.
Dude, clutch.
So shout out to
clutch calculator.
Texas Instruments. This is a TI-84 plus CE. Ooh. Don't know what that means. Oh, look, you're in the reflection.
Whoa, I can hear.
Hey, oh, Matthew, you're stuck in there. Wait,
that's kind of cool.
Get you out. Okay. We're so funny.
Yeah,
we should do like skits, you know.
Dude, we honestly should do skits.
But like, yeah, no, that'd be great.
Clutch moments when you accidentally do something that benefits.
Yeah.
You later in life.
Exactly. But let it be known, I don't steal. It's illegal.
Right. You're gonna return that tomorrow.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah. I have.
Good. Yeah, good boy.
I have math, like second period, so it'll basically be like
clutch.
I was gonna say it'll be the first thing on my mind, but first period will probably be the first thing on my mind. It'll be the second thing on my mind. Sorry, that was.
Dude, can I
go for it? Go off.
I woke up. Well, here's how I woke up today. I woke up.
Okay, no. Thank you.
I opened my eyes and I was awake. And I explored the world around me. No, I was. You know those moments you kind of like wake up in the middle of the night and then like you. Trying to go back to bed and maybe like your blankets are all like wazzly dazzly.
In a weird way.
And it's
yes,
just like
I totally
crazy,
understand.
You know?
Yeah.
So twisted and yeah. So I did that and then I'm trying to fix my blankets, trying to go to bed. But like literally the second I close my eyes, my alarm goes off.
Are you serious?
And I'm like, just as I got comfortable again.
That is.
Throw it all. Dude,
that is so the most disappointing and yet so relatable thing. Like,
yeah,
I'm really
literally,
sorry.
No, like, I'm not even kidding. Like, because sometimes, like, you go to bed and then you're like, maybe your alarm gets off or it goes off in like 30 minutes and you wake up 30 minutes before and you're like, oh, I still have, you know, time to sleep.
Right.
And then that the time goes by really fast, you know? But this was the same freaking millisecond. I'm like, oh,
it was like so just frustrating. It's like your eyes like triggered the alarm or something.
Exactly.
Like, oh,
exactly.
<Yeah. laughs> Gotta wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I hate that. I mean, honestly, it's like especially because I mean, I like wake up through the night. I don't want to like get into like my sleep cycle or whatever. But like, I have like woken up in the night before, and like sometimes it's like just close enough to when like I usually get up, and I'm like, is it even like worth it at this point to try and like go back to sleep or whatever? And sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's not even that close, but like I still like can't fall back asleep, and then,
dude, those are the worst too.
Yeah, and then I'm just like up like however longer than I usually am, and then I'm just tired and whatever.
And then, yeah, are you? Do you take like naps?
Do I take? Not on purpose. I do. Mm. I do fall asleep. Sometimes like when I'm not meaning to, like I'll just like be chilling. Sorry. Yeah, no,
like in math class.
No, actually, honestly, I'm pretty good at staying awake in class even if I'm tired.
Me too. Hey, high five.
Let's go. I must admit I have obviously dozed off because I'm not perfect, but I feel like I'm pretty good at that, especially with like how tired I can remember being in class and, you know, really just wanting to like, you know, that was my dream.
I actually don't think I've ever fallen asleep.
I don't know if I've ever fallen like slept. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like,
but
someone's probably had to come wake you up.
Yeah,
and it's really embarrassing. I don't think I've ever had that.
No.
For the
record, I'm pretty sure I have like a mental block in my brain that like avoids that because it knows it would be like it would like trigger my fight or flight, and then I don't know, punch somebody. Just kidding. I would just run away because you know what?
Or run away
if it's fight or flight. It's probably just better to leave. You know what I'm saying? If you're in that situation, it's probably just better to get up out of there. But I mean, you know, I can't judge every situation. Anyways, math class is just something else, man. I tell you,
it is something else.
Especially because, like, it's funny to kind of like think back to like when you were like really young and you would see like your older siblings like homework or something. And just
Dude.
Be absolutely blown away. Like,
blown away.
Whoa, what is that? Is that even English or whatever?
Oh,
you
my.
Know?
And then, yes.
And then, like, so all of a sudden you're here and you're doing it and you're just like, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
Still don't understand it for some reason.
Yeah, facts. I remember my older brother, he was doing, like, algebra.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know.
Sure.
The one with it, they had like these super long equations with variables in them.
Sounds like algebra. Like,
probably.
Yeah.
And I remember looking at his homework assignment and I'm like, why is there freaking letters in math? Like, what the heck? That looks so confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no way I'm going to be able to do that when I'm older. And then now I have done it.
You've done it at least once.
The algebra.
Do you think you've mastered algebra? Do you?
No, dude.
Okay. I was about to say, because like that's like a bold claim. Because I wouldn't say.
Yeah. No way.
I still feel like a beginner, honestly. Sometimes, like I go in there and I'm just like, what the heck am I doing?
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out.
Jeez.
Shout out Miss Washington. Shout out to everybody that helped us get here. Because
honestly, I've had some all through high school. I've had some really crappy but amazing math classes.
Yeah.
As in, like, the teacher's really bad. Like, no one really likes math, right? So
right.
Kind of have to endure an hour of math every other day, you know. But the teacher's, like, is just so, you know, those teachers that are just so bad at their job, but also just make for some great memes. So it's kind of fun going.
Yeah.
I've had me and Trey's been almost in every single math class. Mm-hmm. So we need to talk about all the inside jokes and funny stuff when he decides to come on this podcast.
Someday, Trey. Hopefully. You're not listening to this, but Trey.
Yeah. If you are, leave us a 5-star review and a voice memo saying, hi, guys. That's all.
Hi guys.
I
would love to play that so bad. That would be great.
Yeah. Hi guys.
Hi guys.
Jeez. But anyways, I was gonna say, like, I don't think, like, the only times like I take naps are when I'm absolutely just so tired from like something that's like happened last night or you know,
yeah,
or maybe I'm sick.
Yeah, especially.
But I cannot take naps like at all.
Whenever I do take naps, it's just a lot harder for me to like go to bed, like go to bed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Later.
Just because I feel like I've kind of tricked myself. I'm like, I'm fine. I'm rested. You know what I mean? Like I'm chilling, but you know, naps usually are just for me. Like, it's just like, I'm too tired to like want to even try and do anything else. And I'm just like, I might as well just sit here and sleep then. But yeah, is it like, I'm never just like, I think I'll go take a nap now. Like it's usually like not until I'm like in my bed and I'm just like, I mean, I'm not doing anything, you know, I'm just gonna.
Yeah. Or it's like, I text one of my friends like, hey, you want to hang out? And then they don't answer for like an hour later. It's like, oh, sorry, I was taking a nap. I'm like, how do you take a nap for like in the middle of the day? Cause I cannot.
Yeah.
But anyways, Episode nine
last season was like the Disney Pixar playoffs, right?
Oh yeah.
So
we might need to do March Madness.
Here we are. We might need to
fill out our brackets live on the show.
I feel like
that could be interesting.
Yeah, I think, because I was gonna say I feel like we should watch them all again, but I don't know if. I don't know if I could finish that by the end of March, especially if we only have so many episodes left coming out this month. Stay tuned for those. Sorry. gonna be bangers. I don't even know what I'm saying.
Coming to DVD this month. Whatever that intro thing was.
Yeah.
Coming soon to own on DVD.
But no, I guess honestly, I bet if we just like revisited them, we would probably have.
And there's a like, whole bunch that different weren't opinions, even on there.
Especially, yeah, we could all
like. I watched. Yeah. Oh, sorry, you could talk.
No,
I don't want to talk.
Go for
you.
It, bro.
I watched Onward again, which is a newer one last year.
I remember that.
So freaking good. Like,
yeah?
I don't know. We need to make a new bracket full of different ones that are not.
We should. I feel like we should take that one, like the one that we used or whatever, that at least has like those ones, so we don't have to like come up with all those in our brain, and then just like add the ones that we feel like are good.
Yeah, stay tuned. Part two. Hopefully the mic will not be as staticky next time when we do that. Or Taysom can be the mic.
Yeah, I'm... Hi, hello.
Oh, gosh. Whoa! We are rolling here.
We are rolling here.
Jeez.
Live dude, on March air, baby.
Different vibe than February.
Oh, yeah. Such a different vibe. Also, can we talk about the fact that it's already March 10th?
I know.
That's a lot of days. That's like a that's like a week and a half almost.
Week and 3 days.
Yeah.
We might not be able to do algebra, but we can count to 10 by adding 7 plus 3.
Yes, we can.
Oh gosh.
I mean, do we prefer 5 plus 5? Yeah, sure, but hey, look, the circumstance.
8 plus 2, maybe. I don't think we can get there.
I don't know. That's 8 is a really 8 is a really big number. but yeah, no, I just think it's so crazy. Like I feel like I remember like the first couple of days of every month, and then I don't remember anything till like halfway through, and then I'm just like, where did this month go?
Yeah, jeez, Taysom, let's just bring this up.
Oh. This sounds controversial.
No. It's sad but happy, you know, sad happy times.
Bittersweet.
The last
I was press conference really, of the year. I was of the season. Really dreading this moment.
we can do one question, we can be done, and then we can get off the podium and let the media take care of the rest.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Doing it for the fans. I'm just kidding.
For our followers.
Follow us on Instagram, right? I'm talking about guys. Oh, jeez. Sorry. Jeez. Anyways, get us started, man. What's on your mind? What do you got? Say what you want to say. The season is over.
We lost. We're out. What were your overall thoughts of the season? Kenjal.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce her name.
Me neither. I honestly, the first thing I want to say is I love that group of guys. Like, I mean, obviously, you know, we didn't get to play with all of them as much as we would have hoped or whatever. And, not everybody was able to always be there 100% of the time. That's, you know, that's fine. That's not really what I want to get into. But I just think, honestly, from top to bottom, I think that's probably one of the best teams I've ever played on. Obviously, you know, in terms of like the record, you can debate all you want about it, but I think honestly, just in terms of like, I don't know, there was some sort of, there was some sort of like miscommunication or like just something that didn't click in between us being great as individuals transitioning into us being great as a team. Just something didn't go. I don't know what it was. We can sit here and debate about that all we want, but honestly, at the end of the day, I just want to say, like I mean, it's like really cheesy, but I feel like cliches are the most honest things you can say, and that's why we call them cliches. You know what I mean?
That's so true.
But I want to say, like honestly, I'm really proud of that group. Not, I mean, you know, not because like, oh, we came so far and we really overcame the obstacles, but I mean, like, just because we had every reason to like dread just life, you know what I mean? We had every reason to go into every single game thinking that we stink and thinking that, you know, we might as well just go home and not even play. But sorry, that was really negative. But like, despite all that, we were still able to show up every week and at least try, at least do something. You know, it didn't always work. But when it did, it was really fun. And it was even fun sometimes when it didn't work. And I just want to say, honestly, whether you were, you know, one of the guys out there, you know, starting every game, or, you know, I don't think anybody started every game, but just because I don't think anybody played every game. I know I did.
I think you were there the full 9 games?
Yeah, I played every
game. Hey, let's go, dude.
Hey, I think Levi did too. I mean, it's not important, honestly. I don't know. But, you know, whether you were one of the starters like Matthew and Trey and Kate and Ty and Tanner and
I didn't start 2 games.
Yeah. But I mean, even if you were one of those guys who you were out here like me and Levi at the end of the bench, I think, you know, like no matter what, I just think I had a lot of fun just like being around those kind of guys, and you know, just a lot of like cool personalities, even if it was just a little bit more than basketball. And I think the reason that it was a little bit more than basketball is because, you know, being that it's like our last year, being able to do that, which makes it a little bit more tough to accept the ending that it unfortunately had to come to. It allows you to kind of have that, like that distant perspective, and to be able to look at it from like a whole different thing. Like it's not
literally just all everything I've done my senior year.
it's not just like obviously live in the moment, but understand that there's a much bigger picture. And I think I was able to see that so clearly this year. And there were just a lot of like really new personalities that, you know, just are really great. And I had a lot of fun, especially like the couple of times that we were able to get together, like you, me, Tanner, and Kate. Like those were, you know, just honestly just really fun times. And you know, just
our practices.
I just feel like one more go around would be all we needed. Like,
yeah,
like I'm not saying we would be perfect and like, you know, whatever, but I think if we could just have, you know, just one more chance to really get together and just be like, yo, let's do this, then I just feel like, you know, it would work out a little bit nicer for us. But hey, you know, not to dwell on the past too much, just to happily reflect every once in a while. Matthew, talk to me. Tell me how do you feel about season, about the team and everything?
I thought it was good. I mean, yeah. There's definitely stretches for my individual performance.
Hey, we are not getting into that here, okay? Because that last game, let me tell you, I'm not saying that there was a moment that I was like, oh, man, we should have had it then, and if this would happen, just shut up, bro. Like, first of all, second of all, we're not going to talk about the freaking Looney Tunes that were at the... and like, who's paying
about
you
only
to be here right now?
Talk about only having one fan or one or two people per player, and now they're bringing freaking five people per player. It's like, geez, when was
absolutely
that allowed?
Ridiculous. I mean, and you know, call me a sore loser or whatever you want, but the fact of the matter is
that's not being a sore loser.
I'm just saying the fact of the matter is we were the away team every freaking game, and no matter what, there was a clump of kids that were just preying on our downfall. And I just mean, like, bro, like you can build somebody up without tearing somebody down. You know what I'm saying? If you want to root for your boys, root for your boys. But leave me out of it, honestly. I'm just here to play basketball. I'm not saying any one of us could have individually, like, turned that around and won that game for us. Like, no matter what. Obviously, you know, you and Cade hit a lot of really, really tough threes, especially late, that just really kind of knocked my socks off. I don't know. I wish
freaking about time the last game of the season I finally freaking hit my threes. What a freaking frickster.
It was really fun to watch, regardless of you know, all the previous games.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say next, is like,
it's okay, you literally
eight out of the nine games, terrible.
You literally had
the worst of my career until the last game.
Honestly, you had more points that game than I had all season. So I'm not even gonna sit here and say anything. But no, I just feel like,
how about that 1K connection though?
Nasty, bro. Like I know Trey was like, see y'all in the adult league in a couple years or whatever, like kind of like jokingly. Like,
no,
but bro,
serious.
we should get into that like next year. I'm talking like 18 years old. Let's do it, bro. Honestly,
let's do it.
That would be sick. Me and you would tear up.
Me and Trey are going into, you know, we're big bowling fans, right? We go,
yeah,
we all go sometimes.
We do,
and it's full of good times. But Trey showed me something called duck pin bowling.
Duck pin bowling.
And duck pin bowling is basically the same thing as bowling, except with like a really tiny ball and really tiny pins. So you know how we like to throw balls like really lightweight, like those 6-pound balls?
Yeah, and just launch them.
Yeah,
dude,
that's
so
what
fun.
We're doing
yeah.
with these balls. And we just go, And so we're gonna do it. We're gonna become pro duck pin bowling.
You should. Champions. That sounds sick. Yeah.
There's a. I mean, it's like very old, and it's like we've looked at articles and stuff, and it's like the long lost art of duck pin bowling. So it's not even like a sport anymore.
Oh.
And so we've tracked down a location in Spanish Fork, Tayson. And we're going to go, okay?
Of course
we're
you
gonna
are.
We're going to go.
I'll be your number one fan. Don't even worry about it. I'll number be one, there cheering you fan. On every time.
And then we'll do random talk, post-game talk, duckman bowling edition. But anyways, yeah. We don't have to talk about our basketball season anymore. Just know that shout out our team. Shout out our coaches.
And here, let's see. How many just off rip, I'm going to say. Shout out to Tayson.
Shout out Tayson. Shout out Matthew. Shout out Trey, Tanner.
Trey, Tanner, Ty, Cade, Drew, Levi, who am I thinking of?
Jake,
Tate. Sorry, Tate.
That's all.
Didn't mean to make you laugh like that, bud. but
if you're listening to this.
Not that you're listening. Anyways.
But yeah, if you are, 5-star review.
Just huge, huge shout out to all those boys, honestly. Especially, I don't want to single anybody out, but
yeah.
I feel like y'all know. If anybody's listening to this, they should know that I'm using my spoon of power here. A little bit extra sauce on your cake.
On your
what?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
Little extra sauce on your cake. Episode title.
Extra sauce on your cake.
I put a little extra sauce on my cake this morning, Tayson. Dude, let me tell you. If you don't put that extra sauce on your cake.
Don't invite me to your birthday party. I'll put a little extra sauce on your cake.
Sometimes you put way too much sauce on your cake. Let me tell you. You know those people?
Bro, haven't you ever been to like a party and you're like, oh, there's so much sauce in this cake. Like, dial it back,
I'm not a big fan
Suzanne,
of cake, but
you know
not...
what I mean?
Yeah. That's, Suzanne.
Is that why? Because you had like a bad experience?
Maybe. Too much sauce on my cake.
Oh my God.
That could go a totally different direction, but we're talking about food items, cake.
We're talking about... No, not even. y'all little weirdos.
Y'all weirdos.
You want to misconstrue that? Go for it.
Misconstrued. Oh, jeez. Man.
Misconstrue.
I don't even want to talk about that anymore. Anyways, that is the official secession of...
Wait, one more question. What was it like wearing 00?
You know what's really funny? Is you know how the Jazz just signed Ersanu Ilyasova?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure. Now, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure he's going to wear
77. That would be dope.
Which bums me the heck out.
Why?
I would have killed to wear 77 this year.
Oh, yeah. I see. That would have been dope. That would have been your number for sure.
So I'm just going to cry myself to sleep at night. I'm just kidding. No. But yeah.
Take
no.
the songs on like hey.
But no, it was really good. You know, felt. I would like to formally apologize to Jordan Clarkson because I did not do you justice, my guy. But
The Jazz Bear.
You know,
speaking of the Jazz Bear, quick show and tell session.
Jazz Bear, would you look at that?
Let's go.
What a guy! But yeah, no, I just it was good. It was good. You know,
did you ever always, do show and tell?
Always. No, I was too embarrassed. Dang. Too shy for that. I didn't
show off your cursive handwriting.
Just show and tell goes up to the whiteboard.
You know those videos where like they draw the perfect circle, you know?
Yeah. I wish I could do
practice that so many times. Someone got it. Yeah, it's my secret upcoming talent because I'm working on it, you know?
For the talent show, yeah.
Yeah, for the talent show. That I don't know what the talent show is about, but
yeah.
For the time,
sorry, but just to kind of bring this to a closing.
Yep.
This is the official conclusion of the Random Talk post-game talk. There most likely will not be another one of these, but hey, who's to say? Thank you all for coming along on this miniature journey inside of a much larger project. Obviously.
Project.
The Random Talk podcast here. Man, what a ride! Hopefully
what a ride.
It's not the last one.
The ride
I would love to. I would love to find another thing to kind of talk about in that regard. Just because, you know,
that'd be fun.
Obviously, being the basketball is a you know, I mean, it's a small part of my life. No,
just a very small aspect.
It would be really fun to, you know, just find little ways to kind of pop it in here and there, mm-hmm. you know, within
maybe the if we go
episodes,
join a different league of some sorts.
Yeah.
Duck and bowling league. I'm telling
it
you.
It would be so funny though. Like an adult, like basketball league or whatever. Just like you and me. Sorry, that was really tough for me to say. Just like Marshall, you and me, against a bunch of like 30-year-old men. Yeah. Just like,
will they even accept like us because we're saucing so them OP? Up. Yeah, probably we're taking not. Their sauce off their cake, putting it on ours.
Putting it on ours. That's the name of the episode. Yeah. Too much sauce. I'm just kidding. I don't know. We are rolling though, and we're done. We're not rolling anymore.
That's a wrap. Cut. Also, can we just appreciate when you find a new artist and you binge their songs and you are vibing?
Whoa! You are vibing, bro? Yeah, no, it's honestly one of the best feelings. Don't know if I had anything else there, but yeah, no, it is one of the best feelings, definitely. I love just discovering new music. I love rediscovering old music that I haven't listened to in a long time and just being like, whoa, this is still so good. Why don't I listen to this? Yeah, no, it's honestly, I just love music. It's just so fun. There's just so much fun stuff.
there is.
That is the only way that I could have said that.
There is just so much fun stuff.
I mean, there is. I mean, there's also a lot of like not fun stuff, but that's not for
the negative people.
That's for other people. yeah. No. I do not have anything to add. Fun fact. I thought I felt something going on. Oh. That was not true, apparently.
Dang it.
Anyways.
That concludes that segment.
Sorry. Something that I wanted to bring up earlier, like in between the last time we recorded and now, so like I didn't really have a chance to like throw it in like an episode or whatever, but since we're recording right now, I'm going to bring it up. Recently, we had International Women's Day, and I'm just going to say it, hot take, I don't think I'd be here if it wasn't for women.
Wait, is it National Women's Day or month?
It was month. I think February was month, but International Women's Day was like recently.
Oh, like yesterday or today or
I don't
last week.
No,
or it, 2 days
I'm gonna
ago.
I'm going to look it up so I don't look stupid.
Yeah, fact check but, this.
March 8th, 2 days ago at the time of recording. Sorry. And yeah, no, I just wanted to say a quick shout out to all women and ladies and, you know, however you would like to be addressed because I don't know all the synonyms, but I know a few of them. I don't know. It's just so cool to see just women doing cool things, I guess, just because. I don't know.
Yeah.
I like women. I think they're pretty cool. I have a mom. That's part of it.
Shout out Jason's mom.
This was obviously not very well thought out before I like said it, but I just wanted to say, you know, happy International Women's Day.
Yeah.
Yes, to your mom and to your grandma and to everyone's grandma and mother and sisters and daughters and nieces and
I think that's all.
Female relatives and just friends and family alike. You know,
shout out everyone.
shout out to all of the women, bro. Y'all are doing so great out there. But yeah, no, I just wanted to say, like, you know, I just feel like I've been fortunate to, you know, meet some really cool women in my life that have like really like helped me, especially, you know, in like through like school, you know, having like a lot of really cool like female teachers and
Mrs. Washington counselors
and Mrs. Washington, a Random Talk legend, by the way.
Random Talk Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I just wanted to say
next to Bill Nye,
you know, quick meeting us on Mars.
Meeting us on Mars.
There's a exclusive list of people that get the invite to Mars, and let me tell you, she's on that list.
Oh, she definitely is.
But yeah, so, you know, in case nobody told you, happy International Women's Day, happy International Women's Month, happy women. If you're a woman out there,
hopefully you're happy.
If you are a woman, I hope you're happy, and I hope you're proud to be one, because I think that's pretty cool. Anyways,
thank you for bringing that
up. Yeah, of course. I'm always here for the holidays.
Except Valentine's Day.
Because, not even going to get into correct. Valentine's Day.
What holidays do you have coming up? St. Patrick's Day?
That's true. St. Patrick's Day is actually really soon.
It's in a week.
Wow. Well, that snuck up on me. Sorry.
The whole episode.
I apologize. Did not mean to do that. If I've offended anyone who actually talks like that,
leave us a voice memo.
I'm sorry. Leave us a 5-star review, nothing less. And dang, now I feel like an idiot. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, no.
Oh man, that was awesome.
I know we're like past this, but just to summarize, our basketball season is over. We love women. And what else have we talked about? saucy cakes
and young Matthews.
Oh yeah, that whole thing. Okay, to bust in the hot takes, I've got one for you. Thank you. I don't know how controversial it's gonna be. I guess it depends who you are, where you're from, how you feel. You know what I'm saying? But now there's been some like scientific developments recently. I don't know how recently, honest. Just not sure. But I know there's been some sort of like people have been like cloning sheep or something.
Cloning sheep?
Don't know a whole lot about
cloning,
that.
Cloning like some extinct animals, like mammoths.
Yeah.
I watched
trying
like
to
a little
bring them back.
Thing about mammoths. That was pretty fascinating.
Nice.
Discovery Channel is kind of fire.
Matthew, the hot take here, I guess the hot take would be however you feel about this, but I'm just presenting the topic. Where do you draw the line with cloning in terms of, like, would you be okay with, like, human cloning? Like, do you think that's, like, cool or weird or wrong or necessary?
I don't think that's any of those things. I don't think that makes sense. I
don't think it's
none of the above. I don't think human cloning is cool. I mean, just
okay. I wonder, like,
why would human clone something? Like,
I'm sure. See, but that's what I was trying to think about. Is like, I'm sure there's some scientist out there that's like, oh, we gotta clone these people. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe. Could you like, because I'm thinking like maybe if you had someone who's like terminally ill, right?
Yeah.
Could you like clone them, but like take out the illness, or is that like too sciencey that like we don't have that capability?
Wait.
Is that what we're thinking here? Like to like elevate the human race? Because if that's now, granted, I don't know that that's anyone's idea, but if that is anyone's idea, then no, I'm not for that. But just because I think we're fine, you know how we are. But I don't know. I think human cloning, I guess it could potentially be fun if somebody like wanted to get cloned.
Maybe that's why they're doing animals first.
I also feel like it's a very slippery slope. Like we don't know what kind of stuff that might lead to and what potential like doors that might open, you know, because I feel like once you let somebody get away with something, they'll just really go crazy to see what they can do before you say something, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I mean, yeah. I guess clone. That's potentially controversial.
Okay, since we can't think of any hot takes, we're gonna look at BuzzFeed's 37 hot takes. So
all right, BuzzFeed,
let's
give it to me good.
Some of these are kind of inappropriate, so I'm not going to say them. But
thank you. This is a family show.
Yeah.
Just by the way, or is it? No, I'm just definitely is. We are family friendly here at Random Talk Podcast.
You're definitely weird. So here we go.
Sorry, BuzzFeed, since, but you were just
you suck.
Not doing it for us today.
Since we're a fan of pizza, of course.
We are
hot take time.
That is. I would identify myself as someone who really loves that.
So I don't know if this is not like my point of view on things. I'm just reading it as it is. So then we both discuss what we think. Okay. So here it is. Pizza should be eaten with a fork and knife.
Would you like to begin or shall I?
You can.
Okay. I feel like I've heard somewhere that it's like customary in other parts of the country. By the country, I mean the United States of America, because that's where we are. Mars. Like
idiot, you knew that.
You don't have to call me out like that. Okay, sorry. I remember back from my time in America, before we came to Mars. I don't know. I feel like I saw somewhere that like in Chicago, they eat like deep dish pizza with a fork and a knife, and it's like that region of the country. It's like the middle. I don't know, but like that, it was really popular in like that region of the United States. So I mean, I guess if it's like custom, like I don't want to say the customary, but like if it's just like part of like how you grew up doing it, then like sure, if you want to do that. Sorry, that's a very long-winded answer. For me, I'm not doing it. I'm risking the mess. Uh-huh. And
it's just so normal that you get comes with hands.
It. I'm just, I love finger foods, baby. I love eating with my hands.
So
don't think too hard about that.
We agree.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No utensils for my pizza other than my thingies.
Talking
phalanges
on my handies, you already know. Talking on the phone is better than texting.
You go.
Okay, I don't know this one, because it's very, I feel like texting is so hard to understand sometimes. Like, you can't really be sarcastic. You know, there are definitely limits to texting, because you can't hear the tone of your voice. Right. But calling, some people are just like, I mean, calling, geez, I don't know. I'm going to say.
It's tough, I'm saying
texting is better than calling.
I think texting is more convenient and like more accessible and just like easier. And I think, you know, I'm always saying like, oh, I feel so old because I eat Raisin Bran or whatever. I feel like if I say like, oh, talking on the phone, obviously, because that's how we did it when I grew up or whatever, you know, like that's really going to make me sound old. But I genuinely, I
remember calling my friends asking if they wanted to hang out.
I think when in doubt, I'd say probably just rather text just because it's easy and simple and fast. But if I like genuinely have the option and it's like somebody that I want to talk to or like enjoy talking to or whatever, then like I, you know, wouldn't mind a phone call just because, like you said, there are a lot of things that you can't pick up over text. And obviously you have like emojis or whatever, like punctuation. Mm. But at the end of the day, it's going to be really hard to pick up on those, you know, different little like cues of like body language and sarcasm and just, you know, overall tone of voice, you know, that can be really hard over text, you know, like you obviously mentioned. So I think for me, if I could choose, I would want to say a phone call, you know, just like, I feel like, okay, the way that I'm thinking about it is like, if I'm sitting down and I have nothing to do and the only options that I have are you have to talk to this person, would you rather sit here on the phone or would you rather sit here and text them? Because I feel like texting for me, it's very easy for me to like be doing something else and like texting someone. But if I'm on the phone, that's probably going to be taking a little bit more of my attention just because, you know, I'm trying to like keep the conversation going. Because it's not like I can just like I can't just like respond and be like, oh, yeah, and then like put you down until you say something or whatever. Like I got to like keep you there and like, you know, like keep the whole thing going. So I think as like, phone calls are a little bit more of an activity.
Yeah.
So I think for that reason, I'm going to say phone calls, but I understand, you know, why texting is so easy and convenient. And I respect that, but yeah, no, sorry. Whew, way to get to the point quickly there, Jason.
Oh man. Star Wars is super boring.
Go off, bro.
I hate Star Wars. Why, bro? If you love Star Wars, Trey, why? Star Wars is literally so boring. Like, I can literally fall asleep during Star Wars. And it's the same thing with Marvel movies, bro. Literally, I fall asleep. Like, with Marvel movies, Star Wars movies, I'm not a fan. End of discussion. The Force is not strong with me. Shut up, Yoda. I don't care. The
Force is not. Force is... Okay, I'm going to say this. Full disclaimer. When I was a wee lad.
Backstory time.
That was my jam. Favorite thing in the world. Those Star Wars movies. But let me tell you, Matthew, and everyone else who's potentially listening. So, Matthew. I've since grown out of it. And honestly, I'm at a point where there's no looking back. Like, I mean, I'm glad that it was there for me in my childhood and it was fun to, you know, have that. But you're not going to see me, you know, pulling that up on the, like if I'm like hanging out with somebody and it's like, oh, we should like, you know, flip on
first
a show.
First of all,
or
I
whatever.
Think if you're hanging out with like, friends and you, the one thing you think of to hang out is to watch a movie. Or, like, going on a date and, like, your activity is movie theater. What are you doing? That's not... No, yeah. Don't. No.
Not the, not the
like
best way to do that.
Game. Totally different.
To actually enjoy other people's company. Sheesh. But, in that situation, if I'm hanging out with my friends and we're like, oh, let's watch a cool movie or whatever, I'm not going to be that guy who's like, let's watch Star Wars. Just... I'm
the,
a little past
the
that,
earliest
you know
memory
I mean?
I have of watching Star Wars is I'm literally so little. Like, this is like 4 or 3 years old, and I don't even know how I remember
teeny,
this.
Teeny
but
weeny
my
little
mom
guy.
Dropped me
yeah.
off at, I would assume, my friend's house, probably. I mean, we were forced
just
to be friends.
Just dumped you off somewhere. You go
and
die.
And
Star
like,
Wars on.
He wasn't wearing any clothes except a diaper. And, like, this is how young we were. And like Star Wars was playing, and he was like had his lightsabers out and all Star Wars toys out. And I remember I was so bored at this house, wherever I was. That's the earliest memory.
Dang.
So all I think of is Diaper Boy and his Star Wars toys.
Diaper Boy.
Jeez.
That's crazy. I don't even know if I could think back
Same
that
with,
far.
I know.
So I guess there's that.
Speaking of, Episode 9 of last season, you love movie Cars, you know? Or, like, the earliest memory I have of going to Cars is at this house, and they were watching Cars, and I hated it. So, that's my stories for you. That maybe will
you
make
know,
people mad, but I don't care.
I have a very strong emotional connection to Cars, okay?
Yeah, and good for you, but Cars sucks.
Oh my goodness. You are entitled to your own opinion, and I will not think less of you no matter how much I disagree. What do you got for us? Keep firing.
Okay. Vanilla is better than chocolate.
Ooh. I'm interested to see how you feel about this, actually.
Vanilla is way better than chocolate.
Woo! Tell me why.
I'm not a big, like, overload with, like, chocolate stuff. Like chocolate ice cream,
yeah.
I'm not gonna eat it. Like if it's just strictly chocolate ice cream, like chocolate cake, not gonna eat that. Not gonna eat chocolate ice cream. Like I just don't like a whole lot of chocolate, you know. So I've never been a fan of chocolate. So vanilla's just always been there for me. My homie, vanilla.
My homie.
So yeah,
I will say. It sounds to me, I'm kind of getting the impression that you've like kind of always
oh,
been
yeah,
that way.
Always.
I but remember, for me, like, honestly...
I remember fourth grade.
Yeah.
Like, I love vanilla, you know, like I always do. And we were talking about, like, how to write, like, an essay well. And the teacher was like, you don't want it to be, like, a boring vanilla ice cream. You want there to be, like, chocolate in there and, like, you know, like, whipped cream and, you know, all these toppings.
Yeah.
And
I'm
I,
like, no,
I was
I don't.
So offended.
Like, no.
I'm like... Why can't I just eat my plain vanilla without anyone making fun of me? Why can't I just read my boring story?
Yeah, no. Like I was saying, you're giving me the vibe that you've always kind of felt this way. But for me, I get you. And I feel the same. I agree. But I'm kind of just now coming around to this way of life, I guess you could call it, in the sense that when I was younger, because, you know, everything somehow relates back to my childhood. I was definitely a big old fan of chocolate. Obviously, you know, I don't want to like go crazy overload and like die, but No, I was definitely a fan, and I think just as I got older, I just kind of like lost my thing for it. You know what I mean? And I just like over time, I just was able to tolerate like less and less chocolate to the point where like I'm just not really much of a fan anymore. But you know, that's just me. So
that's just how I feel. All right, last hot take. The Random Talk podcast is the best podcast out there.
I mean, I don't really know about
that. What are your thoughts?
To be honest, I haven't listened to it. I don't know.
Me neither.
I haven't checked that one out. Is it? Do you know who who's like behind that? Like who's doing it? Is anybody cool or?
Couldn't tell you. I mean, I haven't listened to anyone, but Matt.
Yeah. So it's not like some like big celebrity or whatever is like, oh, I'm gonna start a podcast. It's
probably just like two random guys.
Yeah.
Those weirdos.
Those freaking weirdos. Anyways,
episode 9.
Yeah. They probably even tried to start a podcast before that, to be honest. And it probably wasn't even that good.
Yeah, they probably. And then COVID happened. And then they were like, oh, now we're talking about books and food in a basketball podcast. And they're like, let's just make a new one. What was that about?
Hey, reading is the gateway to knowledge. That's the title of the episode. I don't even care.
Oh, man. Well, episode 9, season 2. Kind of on the spot last minute.
Cool beans, brother. Cool
beans. Chinzalines. Episode 9. It's in the books. What does that mean exactly?
Like in the history books? Like it's in the past. So,
like in the history books. The only time you hear about it would be like. Okay.
Yeah, but just like. In the books, okay. In the past.
Yeah, well, like, I knew that.
Over
like,
with and done.
Were there, like, specific books, but...
Yeah. The story has been written and finished, and it's in a book.
That's
somewhere.
A lot of books.
I don't... Yeah. Chilling in a library. Yeah, like 19 books 19 at books? This point for us.
Wow. pizza.
Thank you for listening to episode 9 of the Random Talk Podcast, season 2. I don't know what I was gonna say, but we are rolling through season 2, and we would love it if you'd stick around for the journey. If you haven't, be sure to check out season 1 and be sure to check out season 2. if you've made it to this point of the episode, be sure to go check us out on Instagram at Random Talk Podcast. Leave us a 5-star review, or if you don't like us that much, leave a lower one. Just kidding. Please don't. Keep that to yourself. Yeah. No. But in all seriousness, very few things in life are for certain, but 3 things I know. The sun will come up, the seasons will change, and the flowers will fall, my friends. Enjoy your lives, be nice to people, and be sure to come back next week.
Get those sauce on your cake.
Peace.